And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is it the fourth Tuesday of the month already? I think it is. Yes, it is. So that means it's Pottawatomie County Day on In Focus. And we have a couple different guests joining us here on the phone. On my side of the glass, I've got Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Dee McKee, who will be joining us for the hour. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. And on the other line, on Dave's side of the glass, we have Ashley Rice, who is a Pottawatomie County Election Deputy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to start with Ashley first because there's a lot of interesting news going on as far as the elections are concerned this year. It's a big election year, and I know there was a meeting yesterday where the early balloting was discussed a little bit, mail-in balloting in particular, and sounds like that's kind of on the rise right now.
Yeah, we've had an excellent response. We sent out mailers to all the active voters here in the county, and as of yesterday, we had 1,265 applications returned for just the August election and some of the November elections as well.
And that's outpacing, it looks like, the ballot requests from 4 years ago.
So in 2016, total for the whole primary, we had 435 as of June 18th. And, we had a total of 435 for the 2016 by mail.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And I guess it's really not that big of a surprise with everything going on in the world right now with the coronavirus pandemic. But for folks who aren't sure how to do this, how to go about the process, I know it's not that hard. There's a lot of information now online for that. Where are you telling folks to go for information?
The easiest thing to do is to call our office. It is on our website as well, and we put some stuff out on our Facebook page also.
Okay. And regarding the August 4th primary, there will be also in-person voting. I know that's maybe not going to be here, at least on the Riley County side, not as many polling places perhaps. But what about on the Pottawatomie County side? Are we looking at less polling places possibly?
Nope, we're still looking at all 7 polling locations. We've taken the steps to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to keep the social distancing. The Secretary of State's office has sent all counties PPE kits that include sanitation stuff and masks and gloves. They're sending us pins with stylus and then shields as well.
All right, so a lot of precautions going to be taken to encourage people to stay safe.
Yes.
All right. And for those to request a mail-in ballot, how soon do you have to do that?
The last day we can take the mail-in ballot or request would be July 28th.
Okay. So that's about a week before the primary election. And so you want to... Obviously, you encourage folks to do it early if they're going to request an application because you get, 20 days before the primary?
Yeah.
To vote? Okay. Well, super. What else is going on in the election world here as far as you guys gear up for this busy year?
Well, we just got our ballot proofs that we're going over, so we can check those to make sure that they're all correct and get them printed. We just sent out all of our military ballots, which is our UOCAVA, on Friday. We're working on getting our poll workers lined up and still trying to find a couple more of those. And just continuing to register people and get everyone tagged who needs an advance ballot.
What do you guys anticipate turnout to be this year? I don't know if you even forecast that this early on.
Well, it's hard to tell. We're normally projected around 30 to 40%. 2016 was a 40% turnout, so we're going to just go along the lines of that.
Okay. And as far as registering to vote, I know there's time to do that still, but time is of the essence on that as well.
Yes, July 14th is the last day to register to vote for the August primary.
All right. Of course, the primary... And then you have the general election, November 3rd?
November 3rd is the general, and the last day to register for that would be October 13th.
Okay. Who participates in the primary election? Is it partisan? Do you have to be registered as a Democrat or Republican to do that?
Yes. So the two ballot styles we have are Democratic and Republican. So if you're registered that, those are the ballots that you'll receive. If somebody is registered, unaffiliated, or independent, they can affiliate with whatever party they want to on up to election day.
Okay. So that's something to note there. You mentioned poll workers. Has there been any trouble recruiting poll workers this year? Have you had any that have backed out?
I've had a couple back out, but not necessarily for the COVID reasons. So far we've been pretty lucky on that aspect of things.
Okay. Well, yeah, and generally those tend to be older folks in the community. Obviously, if there are volunteers out there that are maybe a little bit younger, that's always a plus, I suppose.
Yes, we'll take younger ones for sure. They can call our office if they're interested at 785-457-3314.
All right. Well, Ashley, how long have you been involved in elections there in Pottawatomie County?
5 years.
5 years. And so I don't know much about you here. Maybe give us a little background about yourself.
I grew up in the area, and I came to work at the county, started as accounts payable, and then moved to election deputy.
Great. Well,
my family lives in the area as well, and we live in Westmoreland, so.
Awesome. Well, it's obviously going to be a busy year. We got a presidential election. I know people more tend to vote in those elections than the other ones, but obviously it's important to make sure people are understanding of the issues. And do you know, will there be any information on the website there as far as candidate information?
The list, we have the filing list on our website, and we just published the list in the Wamego Times as well, and that will run for 3 consecutive weeks.
Okay, perfect. Deed, is there anything you want to chime in on here as far as the elections are concerned?
No, just encourage people to make sure they register and participate and get informed to participate. And very important.
Yes, indeed. Again, it's 9:14 here. We'll take a break in just a moment, but again, give us those deadlines again for people wanting to make sure they get registered.
So registration books close July 14th, and the last day to request a ballot would be July 28th, I'm sorry, for the August primary.
All right.
And then for the general, October 13th is the last day to register for that.
Okay. Ashley, did we cover everything? Anything else you want to make sure you get out there?
I don't think so. Just everyone needs to go vote, even in the primary, because it's very important. There's a lot of contested races that will probably be determined with the August primary for local.
Yeah, and those local races are very, very important. I think we're seeing that more so this year than maybe in years past. Ashley, sure.
Agreed.
We sure appreciate the time, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ashley Rice here with the Pottawatomie County Clerk's Office there. She's a deputy election official. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and we'll continue with Commission Chair Dee McKee after this on News Radio KMAN.